Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Change, change, change. So we've been kind of examining the economic chain all morning long, how even the United States small towns and can be connected to the fates of, say, Greece and their credit problems over in Europe with the European Union. Bring into this now the California budget. California Democrats passed a budget last night that was just hours before the midnight deadline. And in fact, this year, if they hadn't passed it on time, they would have gotten a paycheck.
Would have fallen off the teeter-totter and had to learn Greek.
You'll notice, I just want to remind you that in that the earlier discussion, one of the guests actually harkened back.
They did. Yeah. No, I'm learning about economics.
So now the new budget deal will whittle the state's roughly $10 billion budget deficit by hiking taxes and getting a new online retail sales tax. We don't know if the governor will sign it yet, but joining us is Bruce Kane, professor of political science at UC Berkeley and director of the University of California Washington Center. So Bruce, first, let's talk about the fate and the fortunes of California. What is keeping California's economy from recovering?
Well, we're part of the national recession, but in particular, we were very reliant on the housing boom, and then before that, the stock market boom. So we sort of built our economy on the very things that have led the collapse. So it's not surprising that we're one of the slower states to have a recovery. And it's been hurting us for the last two or three years. This budget scenario is something we've seen over and over again now, every June and July.
But Bruce Kane, do we expect Governor Jerry Brown to sign this budget that raises taxes and even creates a new tax?
I personally don't think he's going to sign it, but the speculation in Sacramento is all over the map. I don't think he's going to sign it, not so much because of the tax increases. The problem with those tax increases is that they may or may not survive a legal challenge. They're specific user fees, and the question is that exempted in the language about what needs a supermajority vote and what doesn't. I think the real problem is that there's a serious structural deficit, and Jerry Brown was trying to get people to address that. There's a lot of accounting gimmicks, borrowing funds, making assumptions that simply won't last into the next year. And he campaigned saying, look, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to get to the bottom of this structural deficit, and we're either going to cut our level of services to meet what revenues we have, or we're going to increase revenues, and we're going to let the people decide. But the Republicans decided, no, we're not going to have an election about that. We're not even going to give you an extension of the existing temporary taxes till September when he wants to have the election. So that's where the stalemate is right now, and we simply don't know. The governor has a choice. He can either veto what he saw last night, he could let it sit for 12 days and then do the veto, or he can go ahead and pass it.
All right. But Bruce Kane, professor of political science at UC Berkeley, director of the University of California Washington Center. Your bet, though, is that he's going to veto, send it back to the politicians there in Sacramento.
That's what I'm betting, yes.
All right. He's talking about the California budget. They passed the budget list last night, just hours before the midnight deadline. The reason that deadline is important is because if they hadn't passed it on time, they would have stopped getting paid. That was the deal this year. This is the only second time in 20 years California has passed a budget according to schedule. It sounds like
nice
Bruce
incentives.
Kane.
Good incentives.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to wonder if that would work in D.C. as well.
Should lit them on fire if they didn't pass it. That might help.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If they just burst into
flames. The paychecks on fire.